Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Avodah Zarah Daf Yodal, Avodah Zarah 14. And yesterday's Daf Yomi, the Mishnah recorded that even though we say in general that before a pagan holiday, we're not allowed to sell something to the pagan 3 days prior to their holiday, there are certain things which are always prohibited to sell to the pagan. And these are things which we are concerned that even when it's not right before their holiday, the pagan will take them and use these items for idolatry. And our Gemara in today's Daf Yomi goes into depth about these items, and so these items are an itzterovel and benoshiach, which are, Talmud tells us that they are a type of white fig or a type of fancy fruit that we know that was going to be used as part of the idolatrous practice. And in addition to that, the Talmud tells us that a white rooster is something that is prohibited to sell to an idolater. So Amar Rabbi Yonah, Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Zvid, Vikidamas, the Amar Rabbi Yonah, Amar Rabbi Zera, Tarnagol and me, that if the idolater is walking around and saying, who has a rooster, who can sell me a Tarnagol, then Mutarim Karlo Tarnagol Avon, that if he's just asking for a rooster in general, then you'd be allowed to sell him a white tarnagol because there's nothing to be concerned about. However, because we're not concerned that the idolater is going to specifically use it for idolatry because he's just looking for a tarnagol and you happen to sell him a white one, that doesn't mean he wanted it for idolatry. However, if he says tarnagol avalumi, who's got a white rooster, then we have to be concerned that indeed he's looking for this white tarnagol and specifically to offer it for idolatrous worship, and then asar limkorlo tarnagol avan, then you're not allowed to sell it to him. The Talmud also records that Rabbi Yehuda adds something else. He says, "Vafil amar tarnagol zeh oveg." Even if he says that, if he says specifically this tarnagol, I want specifically a white tarnagol, if he's saying it over kochavim sha'asa mishtel abino, if we know that the idolater is making a party for his son, or if he has somebody who's sick in his house, and he therefore wants to either have the white tarnagol as part of the festive meal, or he wants it in order to for its medicinal purposes, then we don't have to be concerned that he's doing it for the purposes of idolatry. And so then even if he says this specific tarnagol, it would still be permitted to sell it. The Gemara seems at first to say that there's a contradictory source for this, because there's another source which states that there's a Mishnah which states Ovek Chavim Sha'asa Mishtel of No, that if a person makes a party for their son, then we say under those circumstances, Eino Asar El Oso Ayom, that the day of the party, the day of the feast, you're not allowed to engage in business with them because of the concern that they're going to engage in idolatrous worship on the day of the wedding, which means to say that there's a concern specifically on that day. So the Gemara draws a distinction and says that there's two feasts that we're talking about. One is the day of the actual wedding, so that would be something that will be prohibited. But if there's a day that there is just a party for your son, but not necessarily as part of the wedding, that then they're not going to bring necessarily an idolatrous offering. And so therefore, on that day, you will be permitted to sell the person the white tarnagol. So this idea of certain things that are prohibited to engage in business with an idolater, this is something that comes up as I said earlier in an earlier podcast, that I'm of the opinion that Christianity is not something that I consider to be idolatry, or at least most forms of Christianity today is not something that I consider in any way to be idolatry, but the majority of poskim do say that. And so the Shoot Shevet Alevi discusses an idea where somebody wants to know about whether or not he can live in an apartment building where they put up a Christmas tree, and he says, do we have to be concerned that this Christmas tree is something which falls under the rubric of things that you cannot engage in business with them, especially since by paying, for example, if it's a condo association, your dues are going to support the placing of this Christmas tree in the lobby, so to speak. Or also, and for that matter, we have a concern that you can perhaps you'd be allowed to even go out engaging in selling Christmas trees. Is that something that is permitted to do? So the Shoot Shevet Alevi responds by saying that a Christmas tree is not something that is at all prohibited amongst the things that are discussed in our sugya. He says this doesn't fit into the category of a tarnagol avan, because all of those things were what was called tashmishi avodah zarah. They were actually used as part of the idolatrous worship, and so therefore you're not allowed to sell it to the pagans then, because they were going to use them as part of their worship. But these trees, they are not something that is used as part of the worship, and so therefore, since it's not used as part of the worship service, it's not something which would be prohibited to engage in them or to allow them to be placed up in the lobbies of your buildings, because we see that these trees, he says, are something that appear in all places. They appear in stores, they appear in homes, and there is nothing whatsoever to do with worship. And so therefore, he says, it's not going to be something that is prohibited. And furthermore, it's clear from the Ramah in Yoredeya Simen Kuf Nun Aleph that another reason why it should be permitted is because if the person who wants to worship this is able to engage in getting this item without you, then for another reason why it's permitted to sell it to them, even if it is something that they use as part of their worship. And so therefore, that's a second reason, because it says in the Darkei Moshe, the Darkei Tshuva, that somebody is allowed to even sell certain lamps that the idolaters would use as part of their idolatry, that even that would be permitted. And that was certainly something that was used as part of their idolatrous worship. But these trees, there's nothing at all similar to that. These trees are just part of decoration and part of the festivity, and so therefore for sure it will be permitted, and a person can put it in the lobby of their building, and a person could even be engaged in business and selling it, because there is absolutely no prohibition with it. If a person wants to be strict upon themselves, they can clarify to those who ask that it is not part of their faith, but it is certainly not prohibited to sell it or to allow it to go up in their office or in their buildings.